Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What's up? It's your boy, The Ben Smith. Thanks for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast. Want more? Check out the greatest podcast in all the land, The Podcast. Be sure to subscribe and listen to a brand new episode every Tuesday night.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
48-year-old FedEx driver in New York was in his truck sitting in a stoplight on Tuesday, and he was singing to himself, just singing in his truck, when a 22-year-old named Alexander Carrion started yelling at him because he thought the FedEx guy was flirting with his girlfriend. The FedEx driver tried to ignore him and drove off, but a few minutes later, he saw Alexander running toward his truck carrying a bow and arrow.
Uh-oh.
He sped off and called 911. When police tracked Alexander down, they recovered a hunting bow along with 4 arrows. He is facing charges of harassment, reckless endangerment, menacing, and criminal possession of a weapon. Our question, who flipped the hell out and what was their issue? 206-421-ROCK.
Here's a prime example. It says, "Hola, bitches. I'm in Houston during a traffic jam. I let this guy go in ahead of me, and I give him a thumbs up. I think he thought I flipped him off because he gets out of his car, starts walking up to my car. But since my car is older than electric windows, blessed soul, this dude punched me in the face while I was mid-rolling up the window. That's when I fixed my AC."
Damn.
God damn, man. I mean, you let him in.
Well, where are you again?
Houston.
Fix the AC.
Yeah, dude, fix the
fix
AC.
Fix the AC.
Come, rolling down the windows like opening your oven door.
I'd punched in the face if I knew I had AC.
You could punch him with ice.
I mean, the heat will punch you in the face if you don't have air conditioning.
But hey, dude, if you're going to punch me, can you punch me with that cold Coca-Cola you have in your hand? Because it is hot. Hello, Leslie. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitches.
Hola.
Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Welcome to the show.
For like 10 years.
Oh, thank you, Leslie. We appreciate that.
Yeah. So when I was in eighth grade, so about 2009... back then, real cool to get high and go to school. Well, I decided I'll give it a try. Went to my sister's room and took her special little pipe that she had. Got high, went to school, ended up getting caught being high. Got suspended. They confiscated the pipe. Went home. My sister was real confused on why I came home earlier than she did, because she was in high school. Usually she'd get home first and then me. And when I found out that she came home, I ran and hid in my room, let my dad go tell her, like, "Hey, your pipe got confiscated." In the midst of her making her after-school lunch of an egg sandwich, she got really upset that her pipe got confiscated, took the pan that she was frying the egg in, and chased after me and started banging on my bedroom door with it.
With a pan?
Yeah.
Clearly, she needed to smoke some of that weed, man. Dial it down a little bit. How long was she trying to kill you?
I think it was like 10 minutes, and then my dad like told her, like, "Hey, just calm down. It's not the end of the world." But I hid in my room with the door locked for about 2 hours. I didn't trust her. She had real bad anger issues growing up.
Yeah, I'm guessing that.
Does she still have those issues today?
No, not really.
Okay. That surprises me, Les, because typically people don't change that much.
Yeah, if you have anger
What
issues.
You see is what you get. I mean, that person who's in the eighth grade is going to be the same person who is 58 years old. You might change some of your habits and tendencies.
Sure.
But your initial reaction and trigger to things is look, you know a hothead, you know a real chill kid? He's a real chill kid. Probably be a very chill adult.
Mm-hmm.
But if you know somebody who has issues, those issues don't seem to go away in adulthood.
Look, man, I tried to explain that. My cousin, he was 4 years old. I was 9. He sucked as a human being. I hated his guts. My parents always got mad at me because I'd make trouble for him, right? But I said, look, man, this is a future felon. I'm telling you, don't say that about your cousin. He's a current felon.
You just know.
He has been a felon on 3 separate occasions because he is exactly now who he is, the same person he was when he was 4 years old.
Right.
I would like to point out, the man is 47 years old now, and he is exactly the same scumbag that he's always been.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone was mad at me.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
There was this girl that we knew who was pretty hot-headed, and we always knew she was hot-headed, but she was nice to us. And now this is a girl that challenged me to a fight no less than 5 times. Because me and
that
my...
That does sound like she's being nice to you.
Me and my mouth. But we still, you know, we still just kind of, it brushed it off.
So, like, I mean, she liked you, but she wanted to punch you in the mouth because you always run your mouth.
Exactly. We had a love-hate relationship. But anyway, she used to work at this ice cream shop, this dairy shop. And it was just a popular place for even high school kids went there, junior high kids, if they could get there to go with their parents, whatever. You went in there, you got a sundae, a milkshake, whatever.
Sure.
It was an old school ice cream shop. You could sit down. There was a counter in the middle. They wore the hats like they do at Dick's, the paper hats. It was one of those types of places.
When you walked through your neighborhood, was it in black and white?
No, but
Andy Griffith.
That place had been there since the 1940s. It was an old, it was called Chico Dairy, and it was called a sundry at that point.
Okay.
They had a couple things in there that you could buy, but it was basically an ice cream shop. Kids went there on Friday and Saturday nights after baseball games, after football games, whatever, and you got ice cream. You used to go there with your parents. Now you're going to go with your friends, blah, 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 blah. Belinda's working that night, right? Okay, she's also a pretty tough girl. Now, there was a table of 4 of our high school people that went to high school with us. They were a little bit older than we were, I want to say a year or 2. And they were jawing at her about something. Still not sure. There's probably 15.
Did they know her as well?
I'm assuming so. I just don't remember the circumstances behind it. I can't remember if Belinda used to date one of the kids that was sitting there, one of the guys, and he might be with a girl. Or the girl said something to her, whatever the deal was. Well, Belinda basically took an entire tray of ice cream sundae glasses and stuff. You know what I mean? And slammed them in the middle of the back of the entire, I mean, this has silverware in it.
Right, right.
Just hears this giant crash. You see her apron come off.
Uh-oh.
You see her jump over the counter. She takes a couple swings at this girl. They're trying to stop her because the girl's sitting in the far seat. So she's climbing over top of the table, just throwing haymakers. Now, there's a 14-year-old kid in there. He is the bus boy, all right? This kid does not have a hair on his face. He looks like he's 10.
Mm.
But they're the only two working in this. She's doing all the ice cream stuff. He's kind of bussing and cleaning tables and doing his thing. And Belinda gets so pissed off, all right, that she throws off her stuff, throws off her hat, says, F it, grabs her purse, starts walking out. Now, when she walks out to the glass door in the front, she locks the front door. It didn't matter. It was a latch on the inside. All you do is unlatch it on the inside. We could all walk out, right? She locks the door and leaves. Now, this kid's just standing there. You know what I mean? He doesn't know what the hell to do. He starts picking up glasses. I mean, there's glass everywhere. This girl's bloodied. You know what I mean? Nothing ever came out of it. She didn't get fired. She worked there the next week. Nothing came out of it. It was just like, they just closed.
You know what I mean?
Like,
you
that kid like picked
did
up glass.
Did you jump over a counter and assault to the point of bloodying a customer?
Right.
Yep. Okay.
I don't know what it was about. It was just in a hurry, and I just thought to myself, I'm glad I never got punched by her, because, I mean, she's swinging haymakers. You know, if you watch a video and you go, ooh, man, that person could fight?
Yeah.
That was what it was like watching. Like, oh, man, you do not want to mess with her. You know what I mean? But it was just, she, like, basically just said, I'm done, and threw everything down and walked out. This is like 7:30 on a Friday night. You know what I mean? Like, this is
going to be a business.
It's business. But, I mean, hell with it. I mean, maybe close 10, 11 o'clock. I don't remember.
It was bad for that poor kid.
It was done for the middle. I know. Actually, me and my buddies got up. We helped him clean up all the glass and all that crap and, you know, whatever. We were just like, because we felt bad for him. He was just like, he was sitting there. It looked like he was going to cry.
I don't know what to do.
He didn't know what to do.
My boss is crazy. Beating people up.
Who flipped the hell out and what was their issue? 206-421-ROCK.
Hello, Derek. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, gentlemen.
Hola.
Hey, so short and sweet, I was in Lakewood about 2 weeks ago on my way home from work, and there's a car on the side of the road. This is kind of a back road, you know, a little back street kind of neighborhood, and this guy jumps out of his car in front of me, so I pull over, you know, I stop in the middle of the road, let him jump out. He runs across the street, jumps in front of the other car coming the other way, gets in their face, like screaming and yelling at him. I don't know if he was on drugs. Then he walks back towards his car, and when he when he's walking back towards his car, he hucks a wad of chewed up food at my van. like just pulls a handful of like chewed up granola out of his mouth, throws it at my windshield, and I freak out. I'm like, dude, you're, because I'm 6'2", 300 pounds. Like, I'm not a small guy. You're 5'4", a buck 20, throwing food at my van. I jump out and I try and chase him down. He jumps in the car and his friend speeds off right in time. I was swinging for the back window. I was going to crash his window in, and they took off just in time for me to hit the pillar instead.
Do you think you could really, do you think you're strong enough to punch out the back window of a car?
Like a door window? Yes.
Okay, I just was curious. I mean, I'm just saying, like, I think I'd break my hand.
I feel like in the heat of the moment, I'd be confident I could do it.
Maybe a side back window to kick it in.
But I think I'd regret it.
Like, if the adrenaline was like, look, there's a baby trapped in there. Someone like, something like that. You know what I mean? Maybe I'd figure out a way to do it.
I would hope you would, not like, Miles, what happened to the baby?
You know what, man? I can't pick a lock.
And I wasn't punching the window, bro.
I just don't think I could do it. I don't think I'm strong enough.
Oh, no, I got out so fuming. I grabbed my beanie off my head, wrapped it around my fist so I didn't cut myself. I was taking that window out.
Yeah.
And then, they were gone.
Yeah, because there's something about people that come out prepared, right? So it's one thing for you to jump out of the truck and say, hey, I'm going to kick your ass. Maybe I jaw a little bit. But the moment that you wrap your hand up, I'm like, I think brother's done this before.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you already have a plan formulated. And I'm like, I don't like that.
Yeah. Well, I was talking to a buddy of mine just yesterday, and he lives out in North Bend. Now, we know North Bend. We've been to a couple of bars, a sports bar that's kind of painted like Seahawks colors. We've been there. We've been to the North Bend Bar and Grill.
Yeah, I remember that one.
It was a good spot. There's a handful of places down there you can walk downtown and kind of bar hop and everything else. And the one particular bar that he was talking about, we had been to before. So I was like, he's like, how's living in Seattle? I'm like, Seattle's fine, man. I said, it's just typical Seattle. It's like, the only problem with Seattle right now is everything's closed. So the idea of living downtown and all the things that you kind of, you know, really enjoyed about that aspect of life, whether it was just being able to jump in a bus and go somewhere real quick and go to a place where there's something going on, a sporting event, a concert, or whatever, you're in close proximity. The restaurants are great. Well, all that is really not the case right now, obviously, because of COVID. So he's like, well, what's it like living there? And it's like, it's dead. Most of the restaurants in my area are closed. Like, all the benefits of why I live down here are really not something you could take advantage of. And I'm like, it must be nice in North Bend because basically you're in the middle of quiet. You're in the middle of peacefulness. He's like, oh, no, 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 no. He's like, it gets crazy at night. He's like,
really?
They come out of the woodwork. He's like, you think that there's just zombies walking around Seattle? He's like, they're everywhere now. I'm like, you got to be kidding me, man. In North Bend, he's like, oh, no, no, no. I did deal with a tweaker the other night. I'm like, no way. You know what I mean?
I could see that North Bend, though, man.
To me, it was just like, maybe that's just a Fremont thing.
Well, I mean, you know? I think we just have a, I don't even say a bigger population, just more of a concentration, right? Especially where our office building is now. We're two blocks away from 3rd Avenue. And like anything, if there's an explosion, there's a crater. So we're in the crater.
Right.
You know, obviously, the focal point is 3rd Avenue, but then it spreads a little bit.
I mean, I obviously know that people are having some mental issues, some drug issues, some things like that. But I honest to God, where I live, I cannot walk 4 blocks without running into someone who's absolutely losing their mind.
Sure.
And you got to wonder when you're approaching them, is this going to be safe? Should I walk around? I don't want to act like someone who, like, you know, goes around someone real far away or tries to avoid them. You know, I don't want to be that person. But, you know, you got people screaming at you, calling you names and everything else, and just like, what is going on?
I had a dude who's downtown. I was just in a really bad mood. I don't remember what it was, but I'm going to go get lunch, right? I'm like, F this. And I'm going to step away from the office, just grab lunch. And so this guy's walking down the street, and you can hear him screaming the whole way, which is nothing new, not even a big deal. But now as he's walking by people, he's now yelling at them individually. And I don't think he's like mad at them or just expressing whatever point he has. But as I'm walking to get my lunch, the light turns red, and now I'm stuck at the same intersection on the same sidewalk with this guy. So he had been yelling at this poor woman who's walking the other way. Then he turns around, looks at me, and I was putting my finger and said, no. And I don't know if it's the look on my face, but it's like, I'm not in the mood, man. I'm not in the mood at all. Like, I'm in the mood where I think I might punch you kind of thing. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm just in a bad mood, and you're giving me an excuse to act out, but I'm just, no. And it was great. Like, he just shut up. And people are looking at me. I'm like, I can't believe it worked, but I mean, like, I'm not feeling it today, man.
Who flipped the hell out, and what was their issue? 206-421-ROCK.
Hello, Chris. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey, hola, bitch, hola.
Hola.
So, when I was a teenager, me and my sister, we used to fight every day. Every day. And she's bipolar, you know, real crazy girl. And so me and my buddies are all hanging out in my room. I don't even know why she's mad. Like, she's mad every day. She's bipolar. And we're hanging out in my room, and I got my buddy is sitting there blocking the door from her getting in there. We're sitting there smoking out, hanging out, teenagers, you know, doing what we do. And, you know, we're in a small, single-wide mobile home, you know, real thin doors. And she she kept, you know, bouncing back and forth on this door, you know, and to the point where she eventually folded the door around my buddy. And I mean, folded it.
What was wrong with your sister?
To this day, I don't know.
Is she the same person she was then now?
More or less. I mean, she's not as crazy. She's a little more grown up. But no, not much has changed.
All right, so I guess you had to replace a door in the trailer?
About 10 times.
Yeah, those are very thin doors. That's not a wooden door. That's a particle door. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's hollow on the inside.
With the cardboard in between.
Exactly.
Yeah. But, I mean, when we were fighting every single week, it was something new, something, you know, crazy off the beat. I mean, one time she even suplexed my mom into a coffee table.
What?
Yeah, straight up. We were sitting there, me and my uncle, my friend, we were, you know, I was like 10, 12 years old. We had one of those wind-up cameras. We're sitting there taking pictures as fast as we could during this fight. I mean, you couldn't script this.
So had they been physically fighting and then that's what ended it, or did your sister just pop up, grab your mom and take her down?
They were fighting, arguing, you know, household's pretty crazy, alcoholism, all that, you know, BS. And
let me ask you this. I would step in to defend my mom against with my sibling, like just to step in and say, hey, stop. You know what I mean? Were you too afraid to get in between the two? Like, was your mom a scary individual as well?
Oh, my mom was about, she's about 5'3", and she is a spitfire. She's from California, and, you know, she grew up in a real crazy household herself, and her three siblings were constantly fighting as well. So, I mean, when I was a teenager, there was many, many drunken nights of, you know, her fighting with her brother. I mean, one time she stuffed him into a closet where we kept our animal food, stuffed him down into the, we had a garbage can that we used to fill up for the dogs, and she stuffed him down inside there, and she just started wailing on his sack left and right.
And this was just kind of the average.
Every day, man, every day.
Is your sister married?
Nope, she is not.
Has she been married?
Mm-mm.
Okay, all right. I was just curious how she cohabitates now with anybody.
So what's the longest she's dated somebody? Because, I mean,
She was with a guy for about 8 years, 9 years, had two kids with him, and he turned out to be a real POS. So,
did she ever suplex him?
Man, I wish.
So, do you ever get to hang out with your niece or nephew or whatever you got there?
We do, but they're not at that age yet where we want to, you know, tell them those stories.
No.
I'm sure they have an inkling. You know what I'm saying?
Well, what's the age you break out, hey, did you know your mom once suplexed your grandmother? Because I'd be dying to tell that story.
Jesus.
Oh, I can't wait.
Right.
Like, hey, man.
To hear what Uncle said.
When you turn 10, I got a great story for you.
Who flipped the hell out and what was their issue? 206-421-ROCK.
Hello, Ian. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
How we doing, guys?
Doing great. Ian, thanks, man.
All right. So what I got for you today happened a couple months back. It was at my current job, and one of my delivery drivers was out and about taking some sandwiches, and someone brake checked him at a stoplight. So he just kind of threw up the okay symbol, you know. And I guess they thought that they flipped him off because the lady had followed my delivery driver back to work. And we just kind of went about our business. And she comes in and goes, yeah, which one of you has that black car out front? And he goes, oh, it's me, thinking that his car had been hit or something. And she immediately just starts cussing him out. Like, I saw you. You flipped me off. And just like comes basically behind the counter and just, like, in this guy's face yelling at him. And she's like, I want to speak to your boss. And he was actually a person in charge slash manager at the time. And funny enough, our GM comes walking right through the door, and she just starts, she just was not happy. And she was just like, well, I'm just never going to order from you guys ever again. And we're just like, cool.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
I'm all right with that.
Yeah.
I mean, she didn't even order from us in the first place. She was just some random person at a stoplight.
I mean, like anything else. If you go someplace and maybe the service isn't that good, or you're just not a fan of the food or whatever, like, you just don't, maybe you just choose not to spend your money there anymore.
That's you know what I mean? I do.
You choose not to go back. You don't tell the manager that the service was terrible, or that the kitchen was terrible, or the food sucks, or, you know, you can go and write the passive aggressive, like, you know, thing on Yelp, whatever you want to. We get texts in here all the time from people, like even that one yesterday. And I don't know why I let it piss me off, but it was like the guy was like, this sounds like PBS, when the guy called in about, you know, the underwater stuff and all that stuff.
Yeah.
I just think to myself, like, why are you listening? You know what I'm saying? Like, listen to something else.
That's why I do not have, if that doesn't bother me, change station.
Right. It's so easy.
That's all you got to do.
I'll find a different restaurant. It's okay. You know,
when I was in restaurants, because people would complain, and I get that. My only thing was just, if you step into the kitchen, then all gloves are on. Like, if you make the decision as a customer to walk into my kitchen because you have a grievance, if you get stabbed, that's on you. You can be on the dining room and bitch. You can even bitch about us. If you step into my kitchen, you're under kitchen rules. Kitchen rules are different than the front of the house rules. Everyone back here is an ex-con and on drugs. Understand what you're stepping into.
And who's making your food when you complain about it?
Right.
Who flipped the hell out and what was their issue? 206-421-ROCK.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
99.9 KISW. The men's room is in progress.
Somewhere they say Gloria Gaynor and Disco Tex and the Sex Olates are appreciating this guy's devotion to their art. 59-year-old guy named Ronnie Thomas. He lives in Jonesboro, Arkansas. Last week he went to another guy's house and got into an argument over a disco ball. Ronnie had sold said disco ball for $20. But then he changed his mind and decided that he wanted it back.
That's not how that works.
The guy couldn't dig it and said he was keeping the disco ball anyway. So Rodney pushed him and then attacked him. He was arrested for robbery and theft charges.
Were they kung fu fighting?
We don't know. We don't know if he got his disco ball back. Reports don't say. But either way, I mean, it was a deal's a deal. It's $20. I'll take the disco ball. And he came back and said, I want my disco ball back. He said, hell no.
I bought it.
That's why I wanted
it. It's mine now.
And then he got in a fight and beat his ass. Who flipped the hell out and what was their issue? 206-421-ROCK.
Hello, Christopher. Welcome to the men's room.
Liquor and whores.
Liquor and whores.
What's up, Dennis?
Oh, just doing the thing, man. How are you?
Doing pretty good, just driving home.
Nice.
So, back in 06, and I was in, like, 6th grade, I was watching the Seattle vs. Steelers Super Bowl game.
All right.
And my sister was watching it with us, and she was rooting for the Steelers. And I look over at her, and I'm just like, yo, stop being such a bitch. And she stands up, and walks out of the room. And a couple minutes later, my mom comes in. She goes, oh, hey, Chris, can I come talk to you for a second? I said, yeah, sure. So I step out of the room, and she grabs me by my throat and throws me against the wall.
Your mom.
Looks at me. Oh, yeah. Like, just looks at me in the eyes and says, hey, if you call your sister that again, I will kill you. I understand.
And that was the last time you ever called your sister the B word?
That, honestly, I think so.
You have to ask your sister, though, like, why are you a Steeler fan? Like, look, I know I'm only in sixth grade.
Because she's a bitch.
I'm trying to be objective here. But why? Like, why? I mean, like, because you want to see Jerome Bettis win one? I mean, why? Why? You like Heinz Ward? Why?
Yeah, she was a Steelers fan because I was a Seahawks fan. She was just trying to piss me off.
I see. Okay, so she had an agenda on that.
Yeah, no, I feel like you're within your rights.
Right.
I mean, granted.
I thought so, too.
Yeah, well, your mom obviously disagrees with that.
Well, you could have definitely you could have been questioning some of the calls that game. They seemed to lean more toward the Steelers' favor, if I remember correctly.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And the head ref, guess where he's from?
Pittsburgh.
Yeah. It's honestly true.
Who flipped the hell out and what was their issue? 206-421-ROCK.
Hello, Neil. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola!
Hola!
What's up, fellas? Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Nice.
Welcome to the show.
Appreciate it.
Thanks, guys. So, bartending in Seattle about 9 years ago, almost 10 now. So, first bartending gig, I was 22 make it. And I was working at a dive bar in the International District by King Street Station. And I was trying to be professional, wearing like a collared shirt. And I got warned by this manager about this one particular customer who likes her drink, you know, muddled limes, sugar on the rim, perfect measure of vodka, soda, syrup, all that jazz, right?
All right.
She sends back her drink 2 to 3 times, and at this point, I'm just like, all right, I'm wearing gloves. I'm not touching a damn thing so that she can say, you touched my straw or you did this wrong. So she finally gets a drink the way she likes it 30 minutes later. She's with a couple girlfriends, and then this old guy, not, I say old, like 50s, you know.
We feel the pain. Yeah.
I'm in my mid-30s sure. now, so I'm starting to feel the pain now, you know. But anyways, the guy just keeps bothering them. And, you know, she comes up, and I'm like, did I make her a drink wrong again, miss? And she's like, no, this guy just keeps bothering me and my friend. I'm like, okay. So I go around. I'm like, hey, buddy, I just got her, you know, cool with her drink. All right, can you just, you know, stick. Give him some space. I was polite, you know, and he was like, yeah, no problem. You know, 10 minutes goes by, she comes back, he's doing it again. I'm like, all right, tell him again, bud. Why don't you go play some pool on me? Here's some quarters, all right? Here's some space. And he was fine. And she comes up again 10 minutes later. Hey, this guy is, like, really bugging us. We're about to leave. So I go up to him, and before I could say anything, he tells me to go F myself. And, you know, she had her second round of drinks, and I made another 3 tries with that one. And so at this point, I'm like, all right, one of them got to go. I can't toss this lady out. I got to toss this guy. So I go behind the bar, and I got to take off a collared shirt, preparing because this guy, like, you know, he stood up and got in my face, told me to go F myself. And, you know, I'm 5'6", 5'7", you know, 130 at this time. And he's got, you know, probably a good 6 inches and 60 pounds on me. So I'm like, all right, ready to rumble, buddy. And so I go back, and he takes, you know, he stands up, gets in my face. And, you know, at this point, I just had it. He swings on me. I undercut, and I take him down and basically just drag him by his leg out the door of the bar. I get the standing ovation. The ladies leave me a $50 tip.
Oh,
there you go.
Yeah, so it worked out in the end.
Nice.
You know what, man? If I'm you, this is what I would do. I'd tell this guy, like, next time you see him, listen, we don't like each other, but this is how this works. I'm going to give you 3 beers on the house. Eventually, I got to kick you out, but I got to drag you out by your feet because I make a lot of money when I do that. I will split it with you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just act like just throw a haymaker.
Right. Do something. I'm going to come back. I'm going to hit you, drag you out, and I get a $50 tip. Mm-hmm. Like, bro, we are working together in this business.
Who flipped the hell out and what was their issue? 206-421-ROCK.
Hello, Jimmy. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
How are you guys doing today?
Good. All right, man. Thank you, brother.
All right. So my grandma is a wonderful lady, but I have never been her favorite grandchild.
How many grandchildren does she have?
6.
Okay, that's not good, because there's a lot of them.
Why do you feel that you are not her favorite? And by saying that, I'm assuming you might be her least favorite?
I am the only boy.
Ah, okay.
So she is very posh, and she had her fancy room. She had all her fancy china and tables and all that jazz.
Was the furniture covered in plastic?
Not yet.
Okay, because that's a typical move for people who have that foo-foo room that you can't go into. It's like, can't sit on that thing, can't do that. Like, why is this room here?
Yeah. So I go in one morning, I'm getting ready for school, and I spill my drink on the couch.
What kind of drink are we talking?
I think it was milk.
Okay, all right. Not the worst.
It kind of blended in with the couch, so it wasn't too bad. So I come home, my grandma's off work, and I hear, James, get your butt down here. I'm like, oh, no.
Did you already know what it was about?
From her tone of voice, I was guessing it was from the spilled milk. So I get down there, and she already has a wooden spoon in her hand.
Jeez.
It was one of the bamboo ones, too, with the holes in them.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my. It was one of the most worst things I have ever felt from her. And it was just, I don't even know why, still.
And did she acknowledge the fact that she found the spill on the couch?
No.
She just hauled off on you.
Mm-hmm.
So in theory, this could have been for any number of transgressions. She never said what it was, but you just have to assume it's the milk.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, you never thought to ask. I mean, and look, one thing the kids do, my kids have gotten smarter, and I had to teach this to them. Like, if I say, do you know why we need to talk? What you need to say is, why? Because what you're going to do is say, is it because so-and-so? And I've had this experience. I go, okay, we're going to talk about that, too. I did not know that happened. Like, God, now I'm double mad. So, but you never thought to ask, like, why are you beating me with a spoon?
No, I was just trying to make sure I didn't throw myself under the bus for more things.
Okay. That's fair.
My grandmother would tell you to go outside and get a switch off a tree, which was, you know, the process is you try to find a switch that wasn't, it needed to be light, but it couldn't be too thick, blah, 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 blah. But you would tear it off, and then you'd bring it to her, and then have all the branches on the leaves. She's like, take every branch and every leaf off that switch.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, oh, no, man. I mean, that thing was like a whip.
I know.
It's just like, golly. Wooden spoon was a big one, too. But that was always a thwop over the head.
On the head?
Oh, yeah, like, boom, right on the side. I mean, it hurt.
Now, everything I got was ass.
Everything. I got ass, too.
Belt, hand, spoon, fly swatter to the thigh. But that was a snap decision on my mom's part doing something else. She just wanted me to shut up.
Graduation ring to the top of the head for the guy. That was a big one. That one hurt like hell. Just like a backhand. Like, bap. You're like, ah! I don't know if anyone's ever done that to you before. It's excruciating.
Well,
it's like,
to be fair, when I used to be able to grow hair as a kid, I had an afro. So that wouldn't work.
Right. Well, yeah.
You know, there's a lot of cushioning up there in that kid. And that was the 70s, bro. Your afro was thick and luscious.
The rings were huge. Like, that was like a status symbol.
Yeah, I graduated.
You're like, oh, it was high school, dude.
I know, wait, congratulations.
You're 54 years old, and you're still rocking that thing. Like, get a life.
Come on.
Get a life. TJ Hooker now. Who flipped the hell out, and what was their issue? 206-421-ROCK.
Hello, Nicholas. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hola.
Thank you, brother. Hola.
Yeah. So I got a story about... I had to been in third grade because, second grade, I cut my kneecap off at school. So third grade, family moves to town, and it was a new pastor and two of his sons. And we had a big old play area by some trees that we took, you know, our Hot Wheels and made tracks with. And I don't know what I did, but apparently I played on his track or messed his tunnel up or something. I have no clue. Anyhow, he went at me with a stick and started stabbing me, probably stabbed me 20 or 30 times in the chest. And,
to the point, did it break the skin?
Oh, yeah. It took she had been like 250 pound, you know, she was the school teacher, like recess lady.
All right.
It took her tackling this little... He must have been in fifth grade because he was 2 years older than me. Took her to tackle him to get him off of me. And, yeah, still don't know why he freaked out like he did, but...
Because he's got problems, bro.
Did he get suspended?
Oh, no, we were in elementary. That was just like a... You had to go stand on the wall.
All right.
Yeah, the Blair Witch Project treatment. Mm-hmm. Go stand at the wall and not face it.
Well, I guess you didn't play with him anymore.
Actually, I grew up with a kid. Played on his soccer team and, yeah.
Turned funny out, how that works.
You know, a whole flip of the page because he's a super chill guy. Plays really soft music. Just
listening to Kenny G and stabbing people.
Mellowed out through the years. Sure. Yeah, the guy who stabbed you 20 times.
You hope they mellow out. In theory, this should only be one way to go. By the way, flip side. When I was in elementary school, other than the teachers hitting him with rulers and stuff, all that, go stand against the wall and all that, I used to love that because I hated class.
Yeah, go in the hallway and stand against the wall.
Right.
Great.
So
thank you.
Okay.
No big deal.
Like, is this a punishment? I mean, that doesn't even make sense. You're telling a kid who doesn't want to be here to not be. When they suspended me in high school, I'm like, wait, you're suspending me and eventually expelling me because I keep not coming to school. Okay.
And when I went to
school.
So
now you're making it legal for me to not be in a place that I don't want to go in the front. All right.
It was so stupid, too. Because, like you'd have, in middle school, I had seven different periods. Seven different teachers, just like high school. And it could be something is just stupid and mundane as you go to class. Maybe you forgot your pencil in the last class on a desk or whatever. And obviously there's a no-talking rule, and all this stuff is going down. You know what I mean? But once you realize you can't take notes or whatever, it would just be like you would lean over for a second when they were writing on the blackboard and say, like, hey, Donna, can I borrow a pencil? You know what I mean? And then to turn around like, who's talking?
Right.
And I am. And, sir, I forgot my pencil in the last class. I just don't know where it is. I want to take notes. I was just asking Donna. She has an extra pencil.
You're not prepared. Blah, 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 blah.
It was like, dude. I mean, right. Seriously, man. Like, you've got to have a life, man. Like, this is not that big of a deal. If I was making farting noises, if I was cracking.
You're being disruptive.
If I was interrupting people, if I was interrupting you, if I was making smart-ass comments, if I was doing, he's the guy like, can I go to the bathroom?
We don't need to go to the bathroom. You sat down in class.
Like, it's like, dude, come on. Like, where did this authoritarian complex come from? Like, what is honestly wrong with you psychologically? Like, you have issues, dude. Like, and I think I told the guy one time, like, you got a problem, man. Like, you're out of control. Like, you're nuts. And he just lost it on me. Like, I'm just asking a basic question. And he just couldn't deal with anybody questioning anything.
Right. We had a teacher like that. She was
like,
one of those
come
people.
On.
First day of class. And I get teachers, they want to basically drop down how they're going to be. And I do get it to a degree. But this one woman, we had heard about her anyway, right? She's just a pile of garbage. So first day of class, she's already berating us. And literally all we have done is walk into class and sit down. She doesn't know us yet. It's like first day of school. So she's screaming down there, but she finishes with her big 5-minute statement. And if anyone has a problem with this, in my classroom, you can get up and leave. I grabbed my ass and left. Mm-hmm. I did. I never went back again. I remember everyone else, all the tough guys in class were sitting there like bitches. I'm like, I'm out. I'm like, she just said it, man. I was like, F her, F you, peace. Never went back to her class again, man.
She gave me the out.
Yeah, once she said it, I'm like, if you're going to say that, some of us are going to own up. That's why you use your words.
That's why I hated school so much, man, because I had so many bad experiences with teachers throughout the years and just people just, and like my daughters, they love school. They've had a great experience. Times have changed a lot. It's not as bad as it was. Also, they're female.
And they don't run their mouth like you.
And they don't run their mouth like I do. But at the same point in time, like, I enjoyed college a lot. I enjoyed the classes I was taking because I was picking the classes that I wanted to take and the curriculum that I wanted to take. But then I was just like, okay, why do I need to know this?
Mm-hmm.
This doesn't mean crap. Why in the hell do you think for 1 minute I'm ever going to need to know how to type? You are so stupid. You think I'm going to do a job where I sit at a desk with a typewriter all day? Why do I need to know how to work a keyboard? You're an idiot.
And now here we are, going, God damn it, I wish I could type.
Man, that would be the one class.
I know.
I'd sit here and go like, man, that really helped out.
That is honestly the one class where I go, I really wish I'd put in the effort.
Yeah.
All the other stuff's good for Jeopardy and Big Dummy.
Whatever I thought was the wrong thing was probably the right thing. Who flipped the hell out and what was their issue? 206-421-ROCK.
You'll appreciate this, Miles. In the sixth grade, my teacher told me I could not go to the bathroom, so I exploded in my pants instead.
Oh, no!
Like, it wasn't lying to you.
I had a guidance counselor tell me that I shouldn't go to college because I was too stupid. He was the guy who basically who told you what you should do with your life.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's like, ah, man. I was like, he's like, what do you want to do, man? I was like, I'm going to go to college. He's like, oh no, no, don't go to college. You know, I don't think you're smart enough, man. I just, have you ever thought about, you know, something maybe in the vocational field, vo-tech? And I'm like, well, I have.
Sure.
I think it'd be cool to be an electrician or a plumber, or auto mechanic, whatever. All these kids get to go half day of school and, like, actually do stuff and work on stuff. Like, I thought that was great. Like, that's not a bad idea. But he's like, yeah, you're too dumb. So then I just made it a point to myself to go, like, you know what? I got to prove this guy wrong.
Sure.
You know what I mean? It's just bulletin board fodder to me. So then I went and really studied my ass off in college. Got like a 3.25 or whatever, which is good for me.
See, that's why he told you that.
That is
how the game is played.
In spite of that guy. Who flipped the hell out, and what was their issue? 206-421-ROCK.
Hello, Rachel. Welcome to the men's room.
Well, hello, liquor and whores, gentlemen.
Hola.
Hola.
Happy Chinooka.
Oh, thank you so much.
Appreciate
happy Chinooka.
So, I'm the one that flipped out in my story.
Okay.
I was about in my mid-20s, which was quite a long time ago. And I was dating this woman, and she was a little bit crazy. And our first date went fine. In fact, the first couple of weeks we were dating went fine. Until I started getting an idea of her real personality. And she actually was so crazy. I mean, seriously, guys. Like, think of the craziest woman you've ever dated. That's her. And she decided that she was going to come to my work and yell at me and scream at me. I worked in a retail store at the time, so I had customers in there.
Great.
So I got her outside. It was just about time to close up. I got her outside. I took care of everything. I got the shop closed. I went outside, and we start going at it. We're just yelling at each other and screaming and doing all this kind of stuff. And I finally just blew up and said, look, if you don't shut up, I'm driving home without you, and you can walk home. And walk home was about 6 miles, 5-6 miles. It was a haul. And she kept going and kept going and kept going, so I got in my truck and left. And it took her about 2 hours to get to my apartment, and she was pretty pissed. But she calmed down. Everything was cool. Then the next day, I was leaving to go spend some time with my sister who was in town. And she literally ran herself physically into the brick wall on the outside of the apartment because I was leaving for the day.
Whoa, man.
Time to get out.
Yeah, right. Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
But a public service to anybody out there. If you're ever going to have an argument with somebody in your spouse, and you ever just say, well, you know what, pull over and let me out. Really have a good idea geographically where you are. I have made this mistake once in my life where I had had enough.
Weren't you in flip-flops?
I think, yeah, I was at the end of my rope, and that was on me. But either way, I just said, hey, pull over. Let me out of the car. So pull over. I get out of the car, and I realize, like, I'm at 155th Street on Aurora. I live on 36th Street.
Right.
This is going to be a freaking haul through a freak show. And I don't know if you've ever walked basically the freak length of Aurora at night.
Yeah.
But in flip-flops. But oh
you
my.
You probably look like you fit in.
It took me about 2.5 hours to get home.
Yeah.
I mean, it was just insane. Yeah. I was just like, oh my God. I mean, you couldn't pass someone without craziness. You couldn't smoke a cigarette or you'd be like attacked. Like if you were,
It's like eating a french fry on the beach.
Oh my God. With seagulls.
Mine.
I was like, I am so dumb. This is the stupidest decision ever. I could have just shut up, got a ride home, cooled off. Everything would have been fine.
But in
just
the moment.
Pull over. Let me out. I don't need this. Where am I? Oh, God, I'm north of the Home Depot. I got a ways to go for the depot. This is going to take a while.
Then we have a guy who called, who said, like, he was arguing with his wife. Typical thing, right? Spousal argument in the car. She insisted he pull over because she was going to, if I remember this right, and he's like, I know we're mad at each other, but to your point, it's like, babe, we're like 40 miles away from home. I'm not, you know, we can either fight or shut up, but I'm not going to drop you off here. Like, pull over. He's like, no, we're too far. She just opened the goddamn door while they're moving and jumped the hell out of the car. And he's like, but now I'm definitely going to drive her home. He's like, because I got to pull over to sort of run back. They're like, are you okay? So she's like, mostly? Like, Jesus. So it went from like an argument to, oh my God, we have to go to the hospital. You jumped out of a moving car.
who flipped the hell out and what was their issue. Still to come, the return of Who Sucks Less. We want to take one more call before.
Oh, why the hell not?
All right.
Hello, Chris. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
So, me and my buddy Silky decided we'd take our kids to the lake at this music festival. And kids are playing in the water, and we're sitting up on the beach on a blanket, and we're watching the women go by, and we noticed some tramp stamps. And so we're kind of talking about the tramp stamps a little bit. And that conversation ended about 15, 20 minutes, and this guy jumps up, and he is irate, and he just is standing over us, telling us he's going to beat us up. And we don't even know what's going on because it's been like 15, 20 minutes since we've even talked. And luckily there was a cop close by because there's a music festival. Cop comes over and, you know, calms the guy down and says, "What's going on?" And he turns around and he points at his tramp stamp and he says, "These guys were making fun of me."
A dude with a tramp stamp. He's going to get in a lot of fights throughout the rest of his life. Though.
Yeah, like, get used to it, bro.
Yeah, I mean,
get a thick skin. That's all. Like, yeah, it's not going to stop.
You're the dude who got a tramp stamp. I mean, I'm sorry.
I can tell the cop was here having a hard time not laughing.
Yeah, of course
and
he was.
Like, you know, I tried to explain to the cop, no, we were looking at this woman, and he was, you know, you could tell he was holding back the laughter.
Because, you know, the cop wanted to be like, "Dude, do you seriously have a tramp stamp?"
If we saw yours, we would have made much more fun of you.
Oh, yeah, like, oh, you'd have known. Yeah, without a doubt.
Who flipped the hell out and what was their issue? Still to come, the return of Who Sucks Less. You are listening to The Men's Room.